From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. The global oil crisis is fraying nerves from Wall Street to Main Street, and it's reopened the question of how the United States might become energy independent, perhaps a little more like Brazil, where few seem concerned about the availability of fuel. The reason? Brazil is energy independent, and a big part of it has to do with a bounty of biofuels. NPR's Julie McCarthy has our story from Rio de Janeiro.
Standing at a filling station on a median strip across from Copacabana Beach, I recalled the first time I filled up a car in Brazil. I pulled into this mammoth gas station full of truckers who had signs on their tire flaps that said things like, "Roads are like women. The curvier they are, the more dangerous." I stepped from the car in the middle of nowhere, spoiled for choice. There was ethanol, gasoline, diesel, even natural gas. I was giddy filling up my first tank of pure alcohol. Alcohol, Brazil's name for ethanol. The gas station had never seen a more satisfied customer. I swelled with pride for Brazil. I said to myself, they've won the lottery. Tanking up on biofuels for a third less would it cost to tank up on fossil fuels. But all is not roses. Fuel prices are substantially higher compared to the U.S. At the Copacabana station, I ask gas attendant Isaías Rodrigues,
tell me, how much are you selling gasoline for here?
Nós temos a comum, tá 2,64. Aditivada, 2,69. E a Pódio, 2,99.
They sell it by the liter. But in this relatively affluent part of town, it works out to be about $7.05 a gallon for premium, $6.20 a gallon for regular, and $3.95 a gallon for ethanol. Most cars sold in Brazil have flexible fuel engines that can accommodate both gasoline and ethanol. Mariana Suarez pulls up and fills up with ethanol.
Que o álcool é mais barato que a gasolina. Compensa mais do que botar gasolina.
It's much cheaper than gasoline, she says. Even though a tank of ethanol burns faster than a tank of gasoline, it still comes out cheaper per mile, she says. The price isn't the only thing that's got Brazilians breathing easier. With cars burning biofuel in Rio, the air seems cleaner than, say, Caracas. In oil-rich Venezuela, gasoline is cheaper than bottled water, and the air can be choking. Brazilian ethanol is not made from corn, as it is in the U.S. It's made from sugar cane. Standing on one of the vast plantations that carpet the state of Sao Paulo, I marveled at the cane cutters. They slash and stack between 12 and 18 tons of cane a day, whistling while they work. President Lula da Silva defends against critics who say biofuel production shouldn't take precedence over food production. He argues that sugarcane ethanol is 8 times more efficient to produce than corn ethanol. Biofuels are just a part of Brazil's energy bonanza. Just a few miles from Rio's shore, deep in the seabed, geologists from the state oil company Petrobras have discovered what they say could be billions of barrels of oil. All this energy is a point of pride for Brazilians who decided decades ago to cut a path of independence from the uncertainty of world oil supplies. The old joke goes, Brazil is a land of great potential, and always will be. But in a world craving ever more energy, you cannot pull into a gas station or view the vast fields of sugarcane and not believe that Brazil has done something extraordinary, found a cost-effective alternative to gasoline. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.